America survive? It's up to us. Go to startimpeachmentnow.com.
You are a programmable guy that goes and watches Olympus Is Falling and believes all this and really thinks you're a hero. G.I. Joe, great American hero. Yo, Joe. You don't work for Joe. Joe got taken over. The G.I. Joe command base is run by Cobra. Do you understand that? And I use a child analogy to get through to you because that's your main programming template in North America. They're on record with that. That was all Pentagon directed. You understand? You work for Cobra. You dress like Cobra. You have the tactics of Cobra. You are Cobra. Hail Cobra. You want to be little boys? Or do you want to really join the Republic?
They know what's going on at the Bundy Ranch, and they won't even let a police information officer give us any information. That's a bunch of bull.
It's all these stupid G.I. Joe movies and stuff where the White House is attacked. The White House is run by Cobra.
When I went through the process of becoming press secretary, one of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
It's run by chaos. It's run by Spectre.
Special executive for counterintelligence, terrorism, revenge, extortion.
They run little kids. They run the snuff films. They run the drugs. They run it all. And because you act like a bunch of naive chumps, this whole thing's going to come down on us.
Very much concerns me, considering that they have all this bulk ammunition that they're shooting targets of children.
Would you like to tell me who it is that is doing this?
It is the Department of Homeland Security, sir.
Oh, thank you for calling.
To every police officer in this country, to every FBI agent, to every Secret Service agent, you work for Spectre. You work for Chaos. You work for Cobra. How do they get power? They stage a terror attack using Spectre, using Cobra.
Yourself.
Who is Cobra? Arms dealing, drug dealing, money laundering group wearing masks? They wear masks, ladies and gentlemen, because they're the corporate CEOs. And they're manipulating the governments against each other. Cobra runs the Muslims. Cobra runs the CIA. Cobra runs it all. Cobra is real. You can call it whatever you want. Cobra is in control of America. And Cobra says the veterans and the gun owners, they're saying that we're the bad guys.
These people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
That's what Cobra would say. That's what Spectre would say. That's what Goldfinger would say. Because that's who those people are.
I am Supreme Cobra Commander. You call your petty bureaucrats officials and authorities, you will kneel before Cobra or face my wrath.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God.
Cobra.
It's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Cobra Leader.
You pathetic little worm. How dare you call me Mr. Cobra?
Waging war on corruption. Waging war on Cobra.
When I first did one of those Cobra Commander pieces like 5 years ago, people were calling in and texting saying, the guy that did the Cobra voice is famous. He's dead. He did the voice of Starscream in all these movies. How'd you get him? I'm not bragging. I can do the dead ringer of it. I'm doing the Cobra piece for folks that just joined us. I can jam in a phone call, but I'm not. I'm going to have the callers Victor and Richard and Greg and Nelson and HB and others. You'll get a chance to talk with constitutional lawyer Lionel, who is coming up and going to be joining us to talk about so much more. He's up in New York. His email, I was already wanting to get him on Friday, but he says, New York is insane. If Alex wants to do an interview on the behind-the-scenes real dirt on New York, I'm available. And he's with the biggest TV station there in New York. I mean, every restaurant you're in, hotels, it's all on the channel that Lionel's on, talk show host as well. By the way, Google Play, Google's involved, the interview, now available on Google Play and YouTube Movies for $14.95. You too can watch the interview. Talk about a staged event. Talk about a joke. talk about a scam. We need to have Paul Watson's article on Drudge update.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80. The number's 80.com.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, we first broke here a few days ago that Alamo Drafthouse, a national chain based in Austin, was going to be airing the interview. Within hours, it came out that, oh, indeed, Sony was going to release it. And now, this is off Mikhail Phelan's droid phone that you notice is Sony to show the integration of these propaganda outfits. It's a Google droid. The interview is the front page when he turns his phone on. Now for sale for about an hour for $14.95, you can go watch it. And, you know, this is such exploitation. I don't mind advertising, but it's so staged. They now admit Sony leaked it all. North Korea wasn't involved. And it's all just meant to hype this movie. And they're going to use it to still blame North Korea and pass a bunch of cybersecurity, SOPA and CISPA, that's going to be used to hurt internet freedom, and they're trying to pass anti-piracy laws that really restrict free speech, and the big chains are involved, and Obama's out giving speeches. We'll cue that up. So we just bought it. You can watch it right now. And then this makes everybody talk about it on Christmas Eve as that final gift, so that millions of people buy it and watch it tonight and tomorrow. This is such a coup. Biggest theater day is either Thanksgiving or Christmas Day. Those two basically vie. And this is now what's going on. This is such exploitation. Here's his phone back. I just wanted to show how you don't just get presidential alerts now on your Google phones with Obama propaganda. You now get Hollywood garbage and propaganda force-fed to you in just a synergy of disinformation. And I love how in the movie Kim Jong-un is this tough bad guy they're fighting. Kim Jong-un can hardly walk. He's the epitome of weakness and tyranny. And he's got all these sexy women and the rest of it. I mean, the place doesn't even have automobiles that basically work. It's a total joke. And Kim Jong-un's firing nuclear missiles at different countries to sell the idea they're really a threat. I mean, this is just disgusting brainwashing. We're going to watch the film and do a quick review today for InfoWars.com. One of the writers is on it right now on Christmas Eve. Now, joining us is former prosecutor, constitutional lawyer. Lionel is a legal analyst and commentator on New York's Heritage Picks 11, pretty much the biggest station in New York. He's an author, stand-up comic, former prosecutor, and criminal defense lawyer, as well as a talk radio host and podcasting pioneer. Talkers Magazine voted him one of the heaviest 100 most important talk radio hosts of all times, and he joins us, LionelMedia.com. And I was wanting to get him on Friday, but I thought because of all the stuff happening in New York, he can give us the inside scoop, a full spectrum analysis. But before we go there, what do you make of this multifaceted situation with the interview? I mean, we've caught him, inside job. Obama gets to stand up and defend the First Amendment while he's attacking it domestically. I mean, this thing is like a prism, or what I call a Rosetta Stone, to decode how the system works. A very cynical ploy, a great distraction. That's my view. Lionel, I don't know your view. First, as a media analyst, give us your take on this.
Alex is brilliant. Now, you're from Texas. I'm a professional wrestling fan. You're probably from the days of the Von Erichs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. In wrestling, we use a term. It's called a work. An angle, to fix. This was classic. Let me tell you what I found out this week. I got a friend of mine, we all have friends like this, Alex, who say, what are you talking about? You and your conspiracies and your false flags and you're a truther. And you're some kind of a nut job and everything you see. I said, I'm not a truther. You're crazy, you and your inside false flag. You make me sick. Okay, true story. Same guy, Alex. I should go blind if I'm making this up. Same guy. He says, you know what this is, don't you? It's a false flag. It's an inside job. I said, what? I said, are you saying this is a conspiracy theory? You better believe it. A false flag? I said, wait a minute. So you recognize false flags. You understand the calculus behind the conspiracy theory, the false flag, the diversion, the ruse, the work. You understand this? You understood this concept the whole time? But it doesn't happen to governments? But Sony? You think Sony is able to do it? So, Alex, we're on, and you hit on it, we're on the verge of bringing people into the camp, so to speak. Now, Sony is brilliant. Number one, remember this. Look who came out smelling like a rose. George Clooney. Limited hangout. Let's use all our terms, like WikiLeaks, like Assange. They get to smear all the prima donna actors and directors they can't stand. The good ones rise to the top. They get to purge all the deadweight executives, promote a movie that nobody would have watched, and Kim Jong-un in a country that's got, what, 12 computers? He hacked them? Alex, come on, buddy. This is beautiful. Kim Jong-un is saying, what is hacked? Have you ever seen the pictures of Kim sitting in his computer room? Here's the best one. They said, the internet is down in North Korea. There's an internet in North Korea? It's down. It's 12 people.
But then it gets better because they get to try to pass cybersecurity laws, free speech laws. Obama gets to come out and defend free speech. But the Hollywood Reporter, inside job, they say, Sony. Look at these terms. Fox News, inside job. And now I'm seeing terms in the news like Sony pulled a false flag. That's a great way you put it, though. The public now gets the calculus of false flag that anybody in law enforcement or a prosecutor knows. A lot of time crimes are inside jobs. Why can't it be an inside job when it's government or a corporation?
And do you know what this does from now on? Alex, for the first time in your illustrious career, from now on, when you're talking to somebody and they say, I don't know, Alex, you know, you're asking me to disbelieve my government. This is from somebody who doesn't know history. You say, remember that Sony hack? Yeah. Well, that's, oh, yes. So what it does is, it's like teaching a child, you know, when you have kids and you teach them things like the wind and a pet dies and Santa and various things. These are like little introductory legends and allegories that allow you to understand the bigger picture. Oh, Alex, it's beautiful, but I got to tell you this much. And also, you should also know something when you've got, and for the first time, well, not too much, I feel kind of sorry for Obama, who comes out here and he must be backstage saying, look, I played along with you guys for the longest time. I gave you that hope and change, hopey business. I don't know what the hell that was about. And now you want me to go out and play North Korea? Come on, I've got some values here. I played along with you people. I did everything from bombing Yemen. I did it. I'm a good soldier. Come on, I'm almost out of school. He's like, remember, Alex, when you were a senior in high school, the last 2 weeks, when you said, watch him, he just wants out. And he's going to come out and he say, well, our response to North Korea will be measured. Because they didn't do anything. Because it's a con. It's a work. It's a ruse. It's a conspiracy. Do you hear me? It's a false flag. Dive. What are you? And I guarantee you, Alex, if you have any despot who has a bad haircut, wears a Sergeant Pepper outfit like Gaddafi, I mean, God forbid you look like Erdogan or somebody with a suit. We can't, or whose name we can pronounce. No good. We want Superman bad guys. Mini-me bad guys. We want Marvel comic bad guys. They jump into this hook, line, and sinker. Like this impuissant, gelding media who... I gotta calm down. I want to talk about New York, though, before I have a heart attack. Alex, you do this to me. I love you, by the way. And Merry Christmas, my friend. Well, before we get too crazy.
Keep rolling, man. You're on fire, Lionel.
Oh. Okay, I'm sorry. I just, whenever there's a pause, I'm thinking, did I do that for nothing?
No, it's powerful. I'm just sitting back and letting you talk, okay, bro.
Okay, first things first. I was talking today, by the way, special shout out to my friend, Alex, before we get, you got to get Dale Watson in the studio, my buddy, King of Country Music, Dale Watson, Austin's own, because you have more followers than you have. And let me just give you this right now. For this to be I can't even talk now, but a minor stroke, a panegyric to you. When it comes to New York, when it comes to talking about police officer shootings, when you talk about Sony, you have to go to media that is, I don't want to be profane, but is gutsy. There's an expression, something to the wall, that is flame-throwing. You got to go to a medium that isn't afraid. I'm in New York now, and we have lost our minds. I have a new petition I would like to announce on air. I don't know if you go to Move On or where the hell you go for this, but I want to switch our mayor with the mayor of Berkeley. We have a mayor who is not ready for prime time. Alex, we have a mayor who literally, actually has no idea, Bill de Blasio, of what the hell he's supposed to do as a mayor. He's almost like Chauncey Gardner. He's almost like being there. I don't know what he's about. Let me tell you the latest. We had two officers.
Hold on. Don't tell me the latest, Lionel. I don't want to interrupt you with the break. We're going to go to break in 30 seconds. We're going to come back, and I want to look, as a former prosecutor, former defense attorney, a media analyst, and a New Yorker, up there. What's the inside scoop? What do you think's behind the whole situation? Lionel of Pix 11 New York, syndicated radio host, Talkers Top 100, joining us. He was going to be on Friday, but we got him on today because so much is breaking. It's all coming up. LionelMedia.com is his website. I'm Alex Jones at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Follow me on Twitter at RealAlexJones. And your calls are coming up. Victor and others, stay with us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Live Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014. The most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of two organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift and is tailor-made to boost your New Year's resolutions. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored it. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80. The number's 80.com.
It's so easy to play your breakdown.
I had the opportunity last evening to review the video of the incident. And what I saw in this incident is not what people portray. This is not a policeman in the city of Berkeley, half-cocked, going out, and as we say, you know, Black Lives Matter. This was not the case. This is, you couldn't even compare this with Ferguson or the Gardner case in New York. The Gardner case in New York, they had the video. Ferguson, they did not. We have the video. And I can assure you that what's on the video is what we're going to use. The city of Berkeley will be doing the investigation along with the St. Louis, in parallel with the St. Louis County. And our overall goal is to project the truth to the residents. We reviewed the video, and it appears that there was a gun pointed at the officer before the officer fired. But we got to complete our investigation before we take a position. Everybody don't die the same. Some people die because the policeman initiated. Some other people die. Wait a minute, hold up.
That's the mayor of Berkeley there. We got cut off by break. LionelLionelMedia.com is our guest. And we're looking at this attempt to... Well, Lionel, what do you think's behind all the hype with this? You're in New York. Where do you see all this going?
Well, first of all, there are so many issues. I want to say just one more thing about Sony Hack before we move over. Alex, the legal implications of this are amazing. Just very quickly, if you have a private corporation, a company, if you will, that knowingly involved itself, allegedly, with a deliberate hacking of information to give the impression that there was an international incident, to give the impression that another foreign power that is an enemy of the state with nuclear weapons, if you know that, if a company knows that and allow that to happen, not to mention the monetary loss to all the theaters in the meantime, Alex, this is a legal significance of monumental proportion that has no precedent. That being said, what's happening in New York, very quickly, is you had these two officers who were killed. This is officers Lou and Ramos. They were sitting by doing nothing. A lunatic acting on his own, Alex. A lunatic who had a history of mental illness problems, which is another topic for our concern in the criminal justice system. But a lunatic, a criminal, a insane person who shot his girlfriend, not because of Bill de Blasio, the mayor, not because of Al Sharpton, not because of the liberal media, not because of anything other than himself. And what we are doing here and what you're seeing in New York is people trying to apply this casuistic, specious connection as to who was responsible for this. Alex, we have come to the point in this country where people don't recognize that they are responsible for their own behaviors. If somebody goes out and does something horrible and they happen to say in passing, I listen to Alex Jones, I listen to Ozzy Osbourne, I read the Bible, I watch cartoons, that is correlation versus cause. There is no causative reason for this to occur. And what's happening, we're also seeing in New York, regarding Eric Garner, the man who was killed, tragically, he was not killed by the police. He wasn't choked. He wasn't killed. He resisted arrest. And thank God for this mayor of Berkeley, because, Alex, what's happening is that there is no ability in this country anymore to critically think. There used to be a guy on Ed Sullivan years ago, this guy with a stick who would spin plates, a bunch of plates. He had 6-7 plates going at the same time. We have multiple issues. And because of this lack of critical thinking in this country, because of this paucity, this dearth of basic mentation, we can't segregate cop abuse from racism. Just because a black assailant is involved or a black person is shot, either by a black officer or not, does not make it a racial matter.
I hear you. Let's break it down from every angle when we come back straight ahead. And I agree with you on most of those issues, but I want to add some points.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I am a 47-year-old female.
female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, counting the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nathan Iodine and your Supermeal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield Nathan Iodine or DNA Force, Supermeal Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's true. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
What disaster is so powerful? It unleashes a chain of mass pandemics, economic meltdowns, and violent food riots, all at the same time. NASA has already set the countdown timer, and right now the 21st century apocalypse is less than 13 months away. Former CIA Director James Woolsey says two-thirds of U.S. population could perish. In a matter of seconds, the world as we know it will cease to exist. The world's economy will be wiped out. Mass riots will follow. Ancient diseases will reemerge. How will you shield yourself and your loved ones from this upcoming apocalypse? Go to darkestdays.info to find out proven methods of protecting yourself, your loved ones, and even your entire community when this worst-case scenario unravels. That's darkestdays.info. darkestdays.info. Go there before this life-saving information becomes unavailable to the large public. Go to darkestdays.info now.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
I want to go in a bunch of different directions with Lionel, our guest, Lionel Media. I've got other articles here. Smartphone use changing our brains, BBC. A new article on InfoWars.com. Feds preparing for new surge of illegal use. Preparations coincide with dismissal of Sheriff Arpaio's amnesty lawsuit. But going back and talking to Lionel, I get, as a former prosecutor or whatever, you go off the law. And they could argue the law is any... I've seen cops beating people with billy clubs, and they raise their arm to block the blow, and they call it resisting. And I understand Garner been arrested a bunch for, you know, selling cigarettes on the street or whatever. He was a father of six. But they do start choking him. And then when they say, put your arm behind your back, well, they've got him in a pin hold, and they use an illegal chokehold. So I don't think they intended to kill him. I don't think it was premeditated. But I know how people watching that get extremely upset by it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, Alex, absolutely. Because, first of all, if I were to represent the officer Pantaleo in this, I'd put the medical examiner on and say, tell me the cause of death. Did Officer Pantaleo do it? Was it a chokehold? Well, it wasn't a chokehold. It wasn't a carotid restraint. It looked like it was a badly applied something or other. No, that's right. Let me tell you something. That video, were it not for that video. But, Alex, that's not the case. That's not the issue. We have right now a number of people who are out there showing a disdain and an anger and a disgust with police abuses, and you, I believe, and I are right there with you. Alex, we have been talking about the hypermilitarization of the police for years before it was cool. We talked about 1033 programs. We talked about the fact that Sheriff Andy became RoboCop. We talked about, and you did it first, and I heard this to your credit, Alex. Another example where I'm thinking, I don't think Alex is on the money with this, because one day, I'll never forget, you said, I have a story here of a number of police departments that released or actually deemed people unfit to serve because their IQ scores were too high. And I thought, well, I think Alex finally got a bad source. Sure enough. So we live in a country where we are having this systematic, almost systemic militarization of the police. We're there for that. We also, Alex, believe in the First Amendment. And we believe that people have the right to do it. However, and we also go, I don't want to speak for you, but there is racism. There has been racism. But what I've just provided to you, Alex, are three somewhat nuanced arguments that are not necessarily connected. They're different. And once the meme starts in this country, once the hashtag has begun, once the I can't breathe, Black Lives Matter, we're off and running. The hell with the facts. I don't care what he did. Eric Garner resisted arrest. That got the ball rolling. The proximate cause, the initial impetus, the momentum. Alex, you know better than anybody. You have been out there in every conceivable protest and rally, and when the cops come to you, you know the rules. And you may say, I'm going to win in court. I have a First Amendment right. But you're not an idiot. There's an old expression. You can beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride. Eric Garner, and we always have to say this, it was a tragedy that he died. He doesn't deserve. I know that. We all know that. But here was a guy on Staten Island, Richmond County, where a number of store owners called the cops and said, he's back. Get him out of here. We're taxpayers. He's back. What are you supposed to do as a police officer? I'm sorry, ma'am. Why? Well, in the scheme of things, selling Lucy's is really not a big deal. Excuse me. That's the law. Get him out of here. Now, I'm not saying that anything other than would people please, when you have these talks with your sons, whether they're African-American or what, say that, yes, son, we understand sometimes these police, but don't resist arrest. Don't mouth off. Let me tell you what happened here in New York. We had, after Eric Garner, our Mayor de Blasio, who was married to an African-American who has mixed racial kids, which is fine. After he gave his speech as the administrator of a multi-billion-dollar corporation called the City of New York, after he spoke as mayor, not as a progressive, not as somebody who vacations and honeymoons in Cuba, you're a mayor. After he did it, he said, and by the way, and I thought, oh, God, here we go. But he said, by the way, he kind of gave it to Obama. You know, I see the Eric Garners, and I see myself, or I see my son. And I've had conversations with my son, and the police went berserk. What are you doing? You're, in essence, understanding, you're calling for calm, doing your thing, but you're tacitly, Alex, countenancing, understanding, giving heft and weight and carte blanche to those individuals who might do something stupid. Now, even though that was excessive, that did not inspire this lunatic in Baltimore.
No, here, but let me back up for a minute. I agree that most of this is mentally ill people. The point is, though, that when the cops get run over in Denver at a protest, they're protecting, and then the crowd chants, you know, hit them more, kill them or whatever, or we see the media hyping cops being shot, that will cause mentally ill people. You can't say it's the media's fault in court. You couldn't convict them, from my lay understanding, but you can sit back and make the judgment that they're fanning the flames.
Alex, you know what you and I are doing right now? Fanning the flames. You know what George Washington did? He fanned the flame. Muhammad Gandhi, Martin Luther King, fanned the flame. Because if you don't fan a flame, then we're talking pablum. And that's the way it goes. Because there's an old idea between correlation and cause. You've heard this all the time. People use this idea that marijuana is a gateway drug. that marijuana causes heroin addiction. No. Let me tell you what you also have here. I want all of your viewers and listeners to pay attention to this. We have something that we're going to have the advent of a media superstar. His name is Pat Lynch. Pat Lynch is the union head of the Patrolmen's Benevolent Association. And by the way, on my website at lionelmedia.com, there is a link of how you can donate, if you want, to the New York City Widows and Children's Fund to help the family members. Because if you want to donate at Christmas time, help the family members who are left behind. That being said, Pat Lynch, when he heard this, he went berserk, meaning de Blasio's statement about his son. So what he did was he instructed all of his officers, if they wanted, they could download a form. This is before this tragedy, that said, I do not want the Speaker of the City Council, and I do not want the mayor at my funeral in the event I'm killed in the line of duty. How awfully pythonic and vatic that was, and prescient, sadly. Lo and behold, we have this. And when the officer, when de Blasio walked in to check on him, the police turned their back. He also was late in going to try to be give his sympathies to the family. Governor Cuomo came in. Alex, what I want you to pay attention to is we're already talking about this. They're talking about New York going back to the days of the 70s. And as you know, there is a feel that people get. Bad guys on the street, a feeling of kind of who's in charge, what's going on. Because there is a balance, Alex, a balance between police doing their jobs. And let me just say something also. You mentioned the arrest. You know, Alex, arrest is like childbirth. Many people have never seen a childbirth, but they know it's done, and they think it's beautiful. And then they see it for the first time up close and personal, and they say, this is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. I don't want to have a part of it. Well, the same thing goes for arrests. There are 316.1 million Americans in this country, and none of them killed any cops in response to this, except for this one lone lunatic. So police officers, there's like 45, 48,000 in New York at the 82nd Airborne. It's huge. There is this group of people that have to exert power, but they can't go over the line. They can't be mealy-mouthed. They can't sing kumbaya. They can't look like Gandhi, but they can't be militarized goons either. We understand that. Then you have people who, Alex, enjoy the spirit of the movement. They don't care the facts of the case. They don't care about whether Eric Garner had anything to do to contribute to his own tragic death. Because the meme is going. We've got hashtags. We've got Skittles. Remember that? Trayvon Martin? Skittles. Trayvon Martin attacked George Zimmerman. Didn't matter. We've got our meme going. We've got the meme. We've got the posters. We've got our Instagrams. And by God, you're not going to deprive us of our movement.
Well, that's what I wanted to get to here, Lionel. Your take on why the White House, why the media, why MSNBC is fanning racial division, and I think it's pretty clear. It's all they've got. Black unemployment's doubled under Obama. The country in so many fronts is falling apart despite all these cooked economic numbers. I think that's all you see is this regression right back to base racial politics.
Alex, I don't think I don't disagree with you, but I don't think this is an American racial citizen. We don't have gripes with each other. It's the police, right or wrong, and factions of the African-American community or people of color or poor, whatever that is. I wish they stopped saying, we get along fine. Don't confuse that with everyday interplay. And don't automatically jump with this patellar Pavlovian reflex that whenever you see somebody who is black involved, that it's race. Eric Garner, the man who died on Staten Island, was not killed because he's black. Michael Brown was not killed because he's black. Akai Gurley, a young man who was killed in the stairwell of his apartment, who was shot because it was dark, maybe by accident, was not killed because he was black. Kelly Thomas, horrible, homeless, schizophrenic man, Fullerton, was not killed because he was white. Would you stop this thing that people are killing? By the way, There's a movie out now, Selma, which I commend to you. Look at what happens. You want to see racism? You want to see Bull Connor? You want to see the Edmund Pettus Bridge? That's it.
I hear you. Let's shift gears out of this and talk about some of the inside stuff you said that's happening in New York City, because clearly, for whatever reason, the media is hyping this as a political diversion. It's growing. Even when cops, you know, shoot somebody on video who's aiming a gun at them down in Missouri, it's becoming another big issue and people riot. What's underlying that, I think, overall is economic decay, kind of a sense of hopelessness by some, and, you know, almost a trial of passage to go out and fight with the police. The police is becoming a trial of passage to become militarized, and there's a sense with the derivatives and the rest of it that a collapse is coming. I want to go to Victor and HB and Richard and Greg and Nelson here in a moment, but specifically other stuff that you see going on in New York.
Two things. Number one, when the mayor, by the way, the 2017 New York mayor's race is already underway. I mean, they're doing the B-roll. They are, I predict that a version of the 3 o'clock call, what happens if you get that 3 a.m. call, is going to be, what happens if a police officer is killed on your watch? What will your next mayor say? The second thing is, when Mayor Bill de Blasio was elected on the dais, you saw Bill and Hillary Clinton, because Alex, he showed to a lot of people, not just in New York, but the voice of the progressive, of a new faction, a new arm, a new wing of the Democratic Liberal Party. And all eyes were on him. They were talking about him in 2016. I mean, he was the dandy. That is over. As he has these moments of silence, I submit, he has a moment of silence for the death knell of his political career. That's number one. Number two, Al Sharpton. Alex, in the city of New York, Al Sharpton has provided a meme, a patella reflex. If you say Al Sharpton, they say Tawana Brawley. You cannot believe. People who don't even know who Tawana Brawley is, they just say this. For years, people have been saying, how does he do it? I think he's a genius, like the royal family's a genius, for cunning the people of Britain to pay for these inbred, but that's a different story. So people are wondering, how is it? What is it? Al Sharpton meeting with the attorney, with the attorney general of this country, hand picking, or help selecting the new U.S. attorney here in New York, meeting with the mayor. Imagine this. There's this picture in New York News of Al Sharpton sitting with Bill de Blasio, the mayor, and Bill Bratton, the commissioner. And there's Al Sharpton, national TV show, $4.5 million in back taxes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What is it? Now, I call this the Bill Cosby moment. Bill Cosby had these allegations for 45 plus years, and all of a sudden, it changed. Something happened. Don't know why. Hannibal Buress, who cares? The momentum switched. You are not going to be seeing Al Sharpton at the White House. You are not going to be seeing him at Gracie Mansion or in City Hall. Two different political trajectories in New York have just gone by the boards. Mayor de Blasio and Al Sharpton. You are going to see a complete and total fabrication of that. Mayor de Blasio is doomed. You're not going to be seeing. This will forever be his centerpiece. And Al Sharpton, finally, because even though, Alex, he has never said or advocated violence, and even though other people around him said one dead cop, you can't be responsible for sometimes the momentum. But it doesn't matter, because in the city of New York, people look at those two as being responsible. Add to this vector in this, remember this name, Pat Lynch, who was the patrolman of the union, who is even more now more vocal, saying that de Blasio and Al Sharpton have blood on their hands. That meme, that idea was so powerful. Right now, people are realigning, because up till now, there's a new sheriff in town, so to speak, a new directory, a new vector, a new trajectory, a new something, because everything's changing, and you're seeing power vacuum.
Exactly. Let's go to some calls here. And these calls will be all over the map. Thank you, Victor, for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Lionel and Mr. Jones. Good morning. It's really good to talk to both of you guys.
Good to talk to you. Go ahead.
I think it's absolutely insane what's going on with the whole racism thing. I just can't really comprehend the mindset of the majority of people and how they sort of can literally like hop and jump so quickly to something like that. It just shows you how far people have their heads in the sand.
Well, in this culture, the system tried to dumb things down. Ford, Chevy, Coke, Pepsi. And so they want us to either be on one side or the other of whatever paradigm the system puts out instead of judging each case as it comes. I mean, it's tribal thinking or it's groupthink. It's mob psychology, isn't it, Lionel?
Absolutely. And the media, look at the way they portray Cuba. I'm a native Floridian. Nobody's talking. They're making Raul Castro and Fidel Castro to be two romanticized Marxists, these revolutionaries. And they're talking about old Chevys and cigars. That's their take on Cuba?
Hold on. I want to get your take on Cuba briefly. We're also going to go to Nelson and then Richard and others. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. It's Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas.
This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with BlockItPocket.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and ProEM1 is the key to digestive health. ProEM1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, ProEM1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos, read the information they're compiled, and for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
I'll be honest, I have mixed feelings about Cuba. I've studied it quite a bit. Never really lived in Florida, though, to experience it firsthand. Been to Florida a lot. So I'm not even going to really comment too deeply on it because a short comment doesn't really say what I truly think. It's mixed feelings. I'd like to be able to go to Cuba and see it. I know that an embargo just keeps the regime in power and that Westernization might actually undermine it. A lot of research shows that. But to lionize or you know, to make Che Guevara cute. I mean, I read one of the books he wrote. At least I did the cheat sheet and went to the subpages to see it for myself, where he called Hispanics subhuman, dumb little cockroaches, things like that. So many communists are so elitist. Yeah, he saw himself as Spanish. And then you see all these, you know, folks wearing the Che Guevara shirts like it's sexy, when he really was a mass murderer. And Fidel Castro and Raul and the hundreds of thousands they've killed and the millions they've tortured. And then how they romanticize it. But at the same time, I know the West has got its own forms of corruption. And a bunch of mafias are mad that their island was taken from them, so they want to keep that beef going. What's your brief take summing up the Cuba situation? Because, yeah, when they make it about old 57 Chevys because they can't manufacture cars like North Korea, or they make it about cigars or scuba diving, how great it would be, it's really brushing over a lot of important history.
Alex, what you just said right now is so terrific. You know what you just did? You nuanced. You said, this is what I'm saying. Yes, 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 yes. All I'm saying was that, very simply, ask one question. What about the reparations of all the Cubans who had their property and their businesses and their land seized after the revolution? Is that coming up? We talk about reparations for everybody else, which is a good idea. But if the Jones family lives in Havana, or Cienfuegos, or wherever, and all of a sudden that's gone, it's been in your family from day one, is there any talk about that? Let me just say, Alex, there's not enough time to go through it, but your nuance and the lionization of Che as some kind of semiotic darling, you know, is another story. Let me throw one more thing at you about New York before I forget. We've got to be careful also about, we've got to, at one time, I understand there are conspiracies. There are indeed false flags. There are indeed. But don't knee-jerk. You have another group of people in New York.
Yeah, I don't think the cops getting killed was a false flag.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
But, I mean, the false flags jump out at you. I'm not going to get into all the points. You learn how to recognize them, and I just don't see any evidence of that. Let's go to – people get mad at me for saying that. I just tell people what I think. Maybe I'm not right.
I agree.
Nelson in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, we need an informed public, and Lionel hit the nail on the head on how to do that with his buddy Dale Watson up there. Every city's got their favorite musicians that have a huge following. And if we do Farm Aid Y2K – we hit it, and everybody pushes this. Let's Russell Brand host this, and we host this in every town, and we do this as parades, not protests. We need to have parades, and we do it a three-day event. We get everybody there. Everybody takes us, comes to the door, has to.
Like American Rebirth parades. The problem is it can be like a movement like the Tea Party. It's hard to get organizations and people to work together in the schedules. But that is certainly a good idea to make freedom a celebration, not a war in the streets, a velvet revolution. Great point. Glad you held to say that. Anything else, Nelson?
Yeah, well, if we get everybody involved, we got the truckers, we got bikers, overpass.org. I mean, we got everybody's working together. We just all need to coordinate. If we coordinate our efforts, it'll be easy. We call We the People. We need to all be carrying the same signs. We the people.
It's I know, but you have to understand, trying to coordinate something also makes it easy to chop the head off, and it gets to, believe me, I've tried it. We did enough overpass-type deals or whatever, then it congeals towards more centralization, not centralization the other way. But we're going to go to some overdrive here. Lionel can do 5 more minutes to talk to Richard and Greg and a few others. I'm going to come back and jam in a few more calls, 70 seconds. Merry Christmas. Be safe. God bless you all. Thanks to all our affiliates and sponsors and listeners and for your prayers and the good Lord above.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder
powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days. And I've been able to keep it off, too. My wife's like, wow, you look really good. And I'm like, I know. I guess it's this Oxy powder.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.